Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so talk a little bit about Michigan State. And you mentioned Aiden Childs coming off maybe his best game. Probably same thing for Bryce Underwood. Talking about two quarterbacks here in state, both putting up big numbers. And, I mean, Bryce could have been 25 of 27. Early on in that game, there were drop passes, and maybe he needs to take a little steam off a throw here and there. Yeah. But I also think receivers have an expectations of they think they should catch, you know, everything thrown their direction. But some of the throws he made in that game, he had one down the seam that was actually dropped early in the game to Deacon Tinelli because Michigan was playing without their top two tight ends. And Tinelli getting his first run, and he made some catches later in the game. But that throw down the seam was something. He later had a third and 11 to Tinelli off his back foot. Now, that might not have been the intended receiver on that play, but it was – turned out to be a perfect throw to Tinelli. I'd have to go back and try to ask Chip Lindsey about that. But there were a number of throws that he made that were pretty special. And you can see maybe it coming along here a little bit. Washington isn't a great defense, but they have some good players on that defense for sure. And so effective use with his feet, coming into his own here a little bit. And you know what's helping? What's helping is Andrew Marsh and Donovan McCauley coming on. The two wide receivers really have started to develop for them. Marsh with the one-handed catch on a throw that, you know, he was either running into coverage and the throw needed to be behind him or was just maybe a little bit inaccurate, but he made one heck of a catch. And McCauley has turned into the type of receiver that they hoped they were getting when they got him out of the portal.
Yeah, it certainly helps. And I think, look, it's just it's always an adjustment. You know, the receivers have to adjust to the quarterback. The quarterback has to make his own adjustments as well. And, you know, obviously – Bryce has a really strong arm, and he's going to have to learn how to add more touch, and you'll see more of that as his career goes on, and each week you'll see more of that. But it's up to the receivers as well. Like you said, they expect to catch everything. They should expect to catch everything, and that's where the adjustment has to come from their end, to expect the pass to come in hot, and you got to be ready for it. There was a pass he made. It was a shorter pass going right to left on your TV dial.
Okay.
And it was I forget if it was to a running back or receiver to his it was to the right side, and it was like a bullet that was thrown, but it kind of had to be, and it was a short bullet that was caught in stride. And that's what was most impressive, is that, okay, if you're going to throw it like that, it better be where the guy's able to catch the ball and he needs to be paying attention to it. But it was like the receiver turned around, the ball is right there, and it's in line, in stride, and allows him to get yards after catch. And it's little things like that that, okay, that turned out to be a big play. Where maybe 2 weeks ago, that ball is dropped because you're like, wait, that's too hot. What are you doing? Wait a minute. You should know better. You've been practicing with this guy. You know it's going to come in hot. You got to be ready for it.
The story probably more than anything was coming out of USC. What happened to the Michigan defense? And I made the comment last week that it felt out of character based upon what we'd seen through the first five games, or for four games, I guess it was four or five leading into, whatever. They hadn't played like that, and then they really struggled defensively against USC. Didn't look like themselves at all, didn't seem to be as physical. Boy, did they bounce back this week. And again, their top two safeties were out. They were missing a defensive lineman who got hurt during the game. But the linebackers came up big. Damon Williams is going to be a problem in this league for a long time. If you had told me they would hold them to 7 points, I'm not sure I would have believed it. I was so impressed. They went into halftime in a 7-7 game, and Wink Martindale screwed the clamps down even tighter on Damon Williams and Jonah Coleman and Boston and their tight end. I mean, they did a really, really good job in the second half of that game. Give them a ton of credit.
Yeah, I'm not sure how good Washington is. They beat up on some bad teams, but threw up ridiculous numbers against those bad teams. So you know that they've got it in them, and kudos to Michigan's defense for shutting it down. You know, when you look at the different tiers of the Big Ten, it feels like, you know, you've got maybe four or five teams are in that top tier, and I don't think Michigan's there. I think they're in the next tier, and there's nothing wrong with that. I would expect it with having a freshman quarterback and having a young team to begin with. But what's scary about that is if these guys stay together, if there's no transfer portal attrition, that they could really – really go further. And they, you know, there's injuries that happen. Another injury on the field on Saturday. And
Evan Link went down, the starting left tackle. They think he's going to be, Sharon confirmed today, they don't think it's going to be season ending.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great. And to get Justice Haynes back would be big for them as well. Not that Marshall was bad. Marshall was great. But Justice Haynes is the headliner. Yep. That's a guy who could be a Heisman Trophy candidate down the road. But there's a lot to like if you're a Michigan fan, and the schedule is in your favor now until you get to that game against Ohio State at the end of the year.
Interesting feedback we've gotten, first regarding the gambling stuff that caller brought up. Somebody writes, are you kidding, Karsh? You're okay with Vegas controlling the points in a game? I don't think that happens. I don't think Vegas is controlling the points in a game in almost every situation. Do I think those guys kicked field goals because of the spread? I don't believe that. I know I always get accused of being naive. I think they wanted reps in bad weather for their kickers. But maybe I am naive, and I'll blissfully be naive.
Well, it's better than the alternative, because if you think the other way, then why watch if it's that obvious?
If I came across as being okay with Vegas controlling the points in a game, that was not the intent at all, and nor the belief that I have. The gambling is crazy. I mean, I'm not opposed to indulge sometimes, but I wore a JMO jersey to work where I do deliveries and hurt all day. Let's go Lions. Hopefully then parlays hit, baby. One guy said, and I quote, I don't even care if they win the game as long as my parlays hit, it's nuts.
Well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's a gambling man.
Not a fan of parlays at all.
Love a parlay.
Why?
Because it's a way of getting the odds better. Now it does it is it, it, it it's only better in a payout. It's not better for you. You have more chances to lose is what it is.
Yeah.
But I like the action. I like the excitement of the parlay. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's you could you could spend. Oh, hang on, let me try something.
Yeah, we gotta get the lights fade out here every once in a while in this studio. We'll get Bobby on it.
I thought maybe
a little creepy here doing the show this way.
Huh? I think it's kind of cool. I feel like I need a pumpkin in front.
Regarding the Red Wings, you guys are outrageously ready to be hurt again by a team that's having a hot start. Tigers must not have cut that deep. That's from Ron. I don't even know what it means. We are outrageously ready to be hurt again. I'm going to watch the team and hope that they win and think it's cool that they're off to a 5-1 start. The Red Wings.
They're off to a better start than I thought they were going to be. And then, yes, I call me crazy. I thought this was a playoff team going into it. I thought they were barely going to be a playoff team. And we'll see how it goes. It would be awesome if this team was, you know, a number 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. That'd be great. Am I counting on that? No, but I am counting on this team making the playoffs. And this start is a very good start. As far as the Tiger comment, hey, man. I'm not that stung by it. Here we are, a week and a half later, after they get ousted, and I'm fine with it. Okay, that was a great series they played against Seattle, a team that is clearly better than them, and they damn near won it. All they needed was one base hit in the last 6 innings, and they could have had it. They didn't. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. I'm actually really curious to see what happens next with the Tigers. What are they going to do in the offseason? Because there's some big questions that need to be answered.
Champ Larkin, Chump Ryan Day Lifetime Achievement Award. That's from Nate. Lifetime Chump Award, he writes. That's from Nate the Plumber. Did you see that Wisconsin, after Wisconsin got beat by Ohio State rather soundly, Wisconsin's AD has come out and supported his head coach?
Is that the kiss of death, or is that an actual support?
He also, I guess, had some announcement about a continued financial commitment to the Wisconsin football program, and I think he's trying to drum up support for NIL money. I will tell you that AD, Chris McIntosh, who played there, is the guy.
Is he offensive lineman?
Yeah, the guy that let Paul Christ go and brought in Luke Fickell. He may find himself in that position where I might not get to hire the next guy if I fire this guy.
Yes, that is that you're probably right. I know that the consensus from people that I know that are Wisconsin fans, which is more than just a couple, they are not happy. Happy at all, and the Fickell experiment has blown up. It is not good. It's not good at all. And, you know, in the transfer portal era, if you don't get it done quickly – it's not just that, you know, the coach is on the hot seat. Players leave. Like, players can see it too. Like, we're not going anywhere. Why am I staying here? I got an offer to go somewhere else, and I'm leaving. I'm out of here. And that could be a real problem with Ohio, with Wisconsin. If they're starting to feel that from recruits, if they're feeling that from the team right now, because that's when you can get a sense for, hey, have you lost this team or not? You'll have a sense for it in the locker room. 100% you'll know.
Well, the weirdest thing is, and the problem, the hard thing for fans is the idea that you have to recruit your own roster.
Yeah.
That's a tough deal, that you get guys, and at the end of the year, it can essentially be everybody's on a one-year contract and everyone's a free agent every year, which they don't even do that in pro sports. So it's really kind of an odd deal. And you think about every good player on your roster – somebody will probably offer them a better NIL package than you have.
This is why I'm waiting for the day, which I think should happen soon, where the NIL deals are contracts. They're binding contracts that keep you there for a certain amount of time. Because that's really what they are. They're paid athletes now.
And as an athlete, you might want to sign it from the standpoint of, okay, if this doesn't work, I have a binding contract to get paid for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah.
'Cause not every recruit That's a big deal. Pans out. They just don't.
Right.
So there's risk reward on both sides.
Which is going to be really interesting to see how that plays out, because I don't think the NFL isn't looking at this, and the players like, it would be so much better to be in college these days.
Yeah.
Because I can get a new contract every year.
What's cool is maybe it'll keep more players at the collegiate level, which hopefully. I like, but... all right, we'll continue talking Pistons when practice ends. JB Bickerstaff scheduled to stop by. It is Carson Anderson here at the Henry Ford Health Pistons Performance Center. 97 won the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.